السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Honorable ulama kiram, respected brothers, alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing, like once again Allah has given us a yawmul jum'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this yawmul jum'ah one of the best jum'ah in our life, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to send many salawat upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible, and where we connect ourselves with our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we love him, we remember him, and we send salawat upon him, inshaAllah. My respected brothers, Quran teaches us something very, very important. When you look at, when you go through the lessons of many Quran, many mufassirun says, one of the first lessons that Quran teaches us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beginning the Quran with that. بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us this attitude. This attitude Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us. In فَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding that. And Surah Al-Fatiha that we read every day in our Fardh Salah in 17 raka'ah, according to the Shawafi', even you are ma'mum, you have to read it. Even after Imam reads, you have to read the Surah Al-Fatiha. There's a difference of opinion in Surah Al-Fatiha, whether Bismillah is part of Surah Al-Fatiha or it is not part of Surah Al-Fatiha. Both opinions exist. They come up with different evidence. But according to the Madhab of Shafi'i, Bismillah is part of Surah Al-Fatiha. But according to Madhab Abu Hanifa, Bismillah is not part of Surah Al-Fatiha. But my respected brothers, but whatever said and done, Surah Al-Fatiha first teaches us, and this is the entire Quran is teaching us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us, and He loves when we respond, and when we respond in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding. Only surah that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you read after every verse, Allah is responding. After every word that Allah is replying to you, Allahu Akbar. That's why Aisha radiallahu anha said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to read Surah Al-Fatiha, فَقَرَأَ آيَةً فَآيَةً one by one. And he says, why the reason? Because once you read one ayah, sometimes we connect it. مَلِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ اِذْنَ الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صَرَاطَ الَّذِينَ and connecting it. But it is, some of the scholars says, it's sunnah for you to read Surah Al-Fatiha one ayah by one, because after every ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding. Just imagine, right? Rabbul Alameen, Arhamur Rahimeen, the creator of entire universe, every single day, 17 times, if He's responding, just imagine, my dear friend. But we don't really internalize that. We don't really think about it. We do it, you know, traditionally, culturally, and as, you know, as practice, we keep reading Surah Al-Fatiha. But if we every time say that, when I'm saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, when I'm saying, Allah is replying, Hamidani Abdi, and He says, my slave, my slave. You see the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, my slave, my abd, have praised me, Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, this is the first lesson the Quran teaches us. At all time, we need to be praising only one Lord, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Rabbul Alameen. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expected from us. Anytime, there's no one. We say no one is worthy of worship. No one is worthy of praise. No one is worthy of praise. Except Him. If we are worthy of any praise, it is because of His blessing. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, name is Muhammad, the one who excessively praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahmad, again, same meaning, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's excessively praising, you know, and the most praiseworthy. Praiseworthy. Why our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so praiseworthy because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the person, Allahu Akbar, the Rasul who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi. The more we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, the Rabb of this entire universe. My respected brothers, just imagine sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ta'alim, the one who is knowledgeable about the wahi, ayatullah fil Quran and ayatullahi fil qawn, and who knows about the entire universe, how this galaxy works. If you go through and understand the creation as well as the ayat in the Quran, he what? يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, because they will understand the mightiness, the magnitude and the power, the mighty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's a Rabb of Alameen. My respected brothers, this is the lesson that Quran is first teaching us. Sometimes we think, okay, that person is praiseworthy. We sometimes think, you know, I am praiseworthy, the praise belongs to us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in certain things, Allah is very possessive. Remember that. He's not going to play with that. You cannot. In certain things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. You sin, you disobey as a human, Allah will never take care. He will forgive you. Come back. But when you have attitude, arrogant attitude, when you think that you are praiseworthy, when you think, when you try to bring something or someone where it is closer to the sifat of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not going to, you know, tolerate that. That's why he says, the shirk means you try to associate, try to bring that. So ulama's goes very deeply. Sometimes when you learn the chapter of shirk, sometimes you start doubting whether you are having shirk because it's so deep. It's so deep. Even in this praise, if you think that, you know, someone is so praiseworthy and you forget to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you forget to say, you actually realize and recognize the beauty of something and you forget to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're not seeing the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected brothers, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us, that we need to be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So he says, the best of dua is what? Alhamdulillah. You don't need to ask Allah anything. If you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, if you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us everything. The best of dua is, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And being grateful, this Alhamdulillah is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, you will praise, you will understand, you will realize the, you know, the magnitude, the power, the mightiness of our Creator Lord, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're going to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Luqman alayhi salam, in his advice, you know, Luqman alayhi salam's nasiha and his advice, he has prioritized the list. There are so many things you can advise your child. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the advice of Luqman alayhi salam because he has put those things in a priority list, in order of priority. That's what, anishkur lillah, la tushrik billah, Allahu Akbar. That's a priority. That's a priority in life. Anishkur lillah, be grateful. Be grateful. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, when we can keep emphasizing, this is the lesson that Quran teaches us. Not only Surah Al-Fatiha, you go right through, ayah by ayah, para by para, it comes back in the end, what? It brings the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding, and we want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be grateful to Him and be praising. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, when he compiled his hadith, there is a methodology that he followed, you know, that he had it in mind, but you know, scholars later on sometime they identify, but he had a methodology, right? He start first chapter, Badul Wahi, right? Beginning of Wahi. The chapter is about beginning of Wahi because nothing exists without Wahi. If we have a meaning for our life in this world, it comes with revelation. Without revelation, without Quran, without messenger, without beginning of wahi, there is no meaning, there is no purpose in our life. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah brings that, and in that chapter, the first hadith, innamal a'malu binniyat, Allahu Akbar. Every action depend with your intention. Again, my respected brothers, no one knows about our intention. May Allah give us, you know, pure and honest and in intentions in everything that we do, because shaitan will come and play in that last moment in our heart. Istikhlas is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects purity. Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Any action, if little bit of purity is not there, if it is mixed with something, you know, Allah, we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of deeds. So the niyyah, then he brings it. And the last hadith, Allahu Akbar. Bukhari starts with Badr Wahi, and he brings the last chapter about the day of Qiyamah. Bab, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That is the chapter. My remembrance, I'm right? Kitab al-Tawheed, and then he brings the Bab, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. It's chapter of oneness. And then the last chapter, he brings that. What happened? Because our life, my dear respected brothers, it starts with wahi. There is a purpose. It gives us a purpose. Why are we living? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life? And it continues. And we will only realize whether we were successful in our mission, whether we were successful in our life, in day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weighs what? Our deeds. And it's not going to be counted, not number, to be weighed. Allahu Akbar. Every deed. And then he brings a beautiful hadith. Allahu Akbar. My Ustad rahimahullah, Wala Taha Karan. I think he has visited this masjid as well for Path to Piety. Every Ramadan, I miss him. Because in Ramadan, he used to do some special hadith darus. Few years ago, even last Ramadan, before he passed away, he compiled the book. Actually, he didn't compile, the students did it. He had Arba'un Ramadaniya. 40 hadith from 40 kitabs regarding Ramadan and Eid. 40 hadith from 40 kitabs, right? Regarding Ramadan and Eid. And the speciality of it, all these 40 hadith, he used to teach us Amlaha Hifdan. Out of his memory, from him till the Musannif, the author, all the narrators, all the ustaz who taught one by one, and for the entire 40 kitab, he gave us a sanat. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. The Ummah, really, we miss him. I am standing here today. It is dua of many people, and it is a dua of my ustaz and the parents as well, my respected brothers. So, when he was doing Bukhari Sharif, the last hadith, he says, he brings that. He said, you for 7 years, 8 years, you have done so much of studies, debate in fiqh, debate in usul, you go on. But it boils down to one thing. That is that hadith. Kalimatan, khafifatan, Allahu Akbar. Khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani ala al-mizan. Then what? Habibatani ila al-Rahman, Allahu Akbar. See, it's such a beautiful. Two kalimas, two words. It is very easy on your tongue. But it is going to be very, very heavy. It's going to be very, very heavy in mizan. In this, you know, the weighing scale in day of Qiyamah, see, weigh. It's going to be very heavy. And Habibatani ila Rahman. And it's going to be very beloved to our Rahman, Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is those two words? Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah al-Ali. All of you repeat that. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. What is it? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. If you are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorifying him. So my respected brothers, this is the first lesson the Quran is teaching us, that just we need to be grateful and praising only Allah. If there's anything, any success here, Allah is praiseworthy. Nothing, no one, none of us. So this is a lesson that Quran teaches us. And Fatihatul Kitab begins with that. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawmiddin. It reminds, you know, we as humans sometimes we forget. We don't really realize the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, the next verse, we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We remind him, He's Rahman, He's merciful, most gracious. Allahu Akbar. When sometime as insan we forget to praise Him, You know, we are saying again, Ya Allah, You're Rahman. You know, we are not complete. You will, you know, Your mercy, we are in need of Your mercy. And my Ustad, Rahimahullah, used to conclude that hadith and say that the one who prays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most, Allah will make him praiseworthy amongst the slave. Allah, we are not praiseworthy. But if we, you know, to become praiseworthy, it can be only through praising Allah, not through praising anyone. Not through praising anyone. My dear respect, you praise anyone, that person will disappoint you. It will come to a level where you are not going to praise him anymore. But when you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more and the more and more, Allah will show His mighty, Allah will show His bounty, Allah will show His mercy. Continuously in your life, you will realize no one else is able to see, but you will see and you will increase the mercy. You will increase in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respect for this today, Yawmul Jum'ah. Let me conclude with this hadith. You know, who comes from masjid on Yawmul Jum'ah, who prepare himself, honoring the day, غَسَّلَ وَغْتَسَلَ. He takes a bath and he reminds others, his friends, family members, to take a bath, clean themselves, groom himself. You know, and he come بَكَّرَ وَبُتَكَرَ. He come early to the masjid. Early to the masjid. We need to plan and try and come early, right? You try and encourage others, come to the masjid early. You try as maximum as possible, come to masjid early. And مَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ. Second, you know, when we come, we have all parking problem. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to come into the masjid on Yawmul Jum'ah, walking, not driving. Not driving, walking. So you make sure you maybe park somewhere far, you take every step, you walk towards the masjid, and then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said hadith, and he come closer to Imam, he listens to the khutbah, he doesn't speak to anyone, he complete the salah, and he go back every step. He walks towards the masjid on that Yawmul Jum'ah for the khutbah and the Jum'ah salah. For every step, he will be rewarded of 1 year of fasting, Allahu Akbar, and 1 complete year of qiyam, Allahu Akbar. Some of the muhaddithin says, this is a hadith which has so much of reward. So much of reward, Allahu Akbar. So let us all try to do that, inshaAllah, the Yawmul Jum'ah. InshaAllah, the bayan will start about 1 o'clock for the first khutbah Jum'ah, and then inshaAllah the salah khutbah will start about 1:40, 1:45 inshaAllah. So let us try and come early to masjid, prepare ourselves, and this is the second Jum'ah on this year, month of Ramadan, and the 2 Jum'ahs, and then we are done. We are very close, it's very quick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah make us those who listen to the kalamullah, yastami'un al-qawl, wa yattabi'un ahsana, and follow the best from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.